الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون، أياما معدودات. صدق الله العظيم. With the revelation of this ayat, our fasting of the month of Ramadan became farad. Allah Ta'ala made it farad. The value of this month, Allah Ta'ala makes it, and we must make dua also, that Allah Ta'ala sinks it into the crevices of our heart, that what the value of this month is. To understand it fully, that is beyond us. But that we move in that direction all the time. For example, we know there are people out in the world there, for example, in the corporate world, somebody in the political world, somebody in the sports world, Muslims, they will observe Ramzan, but Ramzan is Ramzan. Nothing really special. They'll keep rozas also, but nothing really special. A little bit Allah made us understand, but that's also still very little compared to others who have understood Ramadan. Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, should appeal to the ulama who are teaching in the Darul Ulooms, and he should tell them, 11 months we are allowed to go wasted. Now this 1 month, make it valuable. They were teaching in a Darul Uloom, they were teaching all Hadith, Kitabs, Quran, Tafsir, but Hadrat said that we allowed it to go wasted. That is the real object of Ramadan. What it is, that connection with Allah Ta'ala, that closeness to Allah Ta'ala, our islah. And nobody must ever think my islah is made. The minute a person thinks my islah is made, that person is a goner. All the time we have to improve. For example, we take a ball and we throw it up. But what force we put through the ball? There is a lot of dynamics behind it all. If we study the engineering, the system, that how much force, the weight of the ball, it will go up. But at a certain level, it is going to stop going up. And the minute it stops going up, it doesn't stay there in the air. It comes down, and it comes down faster than what it went up. So we also going up all the time, trying and making effort. The minute we think, now I've reached where I take to, my islah is made now, then a person won't stay at that level, he'll come down faster. And such a person, ulama say, that though he was making his islah, he went up, he even perhaps got khilafat, he got even murids, he got sheikh, he gave khilafat also, he's sheikhul mashayikh, but the minute he thinks that I've reached there, he'll come down faster. And then such a person, wo muslih kya rahega? What will he make islah of other people? Wo khud salih bhi nahi rahega. He won't be even righteous and pious himself also. So we have to keep on endeavoring and going up all the time. And for that Allah has given us this great, great month. And this person who is going up all the time, and he feels, now my work is done, my islah is done. He can be Shaykhul Mashayikh also. And he thinks my islah is done now, that person. And now he thinks, I'm somebody. I've got position. Ana, wala ghairi. It's only me, there's nobody else. I'm Shaykhul Kul, fil Kul. I'm the complete Shaykh in every subject, in every matter. I'm everything now. Then that person, jo apne aap ko mustaqil bi zaat samajhta hai, that I am everything, I am the one now. There is nobody like me. I am marja'ul khalaik. All people turning to me now. I am the one. Then that person, jo apne aap ko mustaqil bi zaat samajhta hai, wo mustaqil bad zaat hota hai. That person becomes the worst. He's an embodiment of evil now. Though outwardly he might be all respecting him, Shaykhul Mashayikh, Hazrat, big titles, everything. But really, that person is an embodiment of evil. The minute a person takes his eyes off his islah, and he thinks, I have to make islah of other people only, We have to make, all of us, we have to make Islam. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun ar-ra'iyyatihi. We are all responsible. But the minute you take the focus off yourself, and you don't think of yourself, then only filth, dirt, and terrible stench, smell, rotten, things that are rotten, how they smell. You can't smell it, you can't stand there for a minute where the stinks are so bad. You become worse than that also. Only covered up with all the sunnah clothes, perhaps a big amama also, a big sheikh, a big tasbih also. Everything looks like a very pious person, but if you think you are like you are now, you are somebody, you will be completely destroyed. So never ever must a person be unmindful of his Islam. And this is hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, until mort comes to a person. And great, great people were not spared by shaitan. And shaitan does not spare anyone. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Ludhianvi, rahmatullah alayhi, very great buzurg, was in Karachi. And his institution, Jamia Rashidia, he was a very great person. He explained on one time that somebody saw shaitan in the form of an old man. And he was going with some bags, carrying some bags. So the people asked him, what is this? So he said, don't you worry about it. It's nothing to do with you. But they insisted that, no, tell us what is it. He said, you do your work. It's nothing to do with you. Let me carry on. So after they insisted more and more, then he told them that these are my wares that I'm going to sell, my goods which I'm going to go and sell. So I asked, what are the goods? Perhaps it will benefit us also. Some goods, he says, it's got nothing to do with you people. You don't worry about it. They insisted even more. Then he told them, it is, pride is in there. Jealousy, hatred, malice, backbiting, all the evil qualities. So say, who is going to buy this? You want to go sell this? Who's going to buy this? So he says, every seller knows his market. The good seller, merchant, he knows who is going to buy from him. So then he said that, where I go, my market are the ulama, he said. And as soon as this will become immediately empty, they will buy all this from me. This may be, he said, about 30, 40 years ago roughly. And at that time he said that, before that, it was prudent, advisable, never speak bad about any ulama. Cover their faults. But he says, now the faults of the ulama have become such that it has become necessary for us to speak. And for us to keep quiet now is mudahanat fi deen. Because such vice, and this is about 40 years ago, and in Pakistan, in Karachi, and not so long ago, Maulana Adil Khan Sahib's father, Salimullah Khan, also very great buzurg. A buzurg of that caliber, first he was in Jalalabad. He used to teach there under Hazraji Maulana Masihullah Sapar. Hazraji appointed him as the Nazim-e-Talimat, who is in charge of the education of the madrasa, the distribution of the kitabs, to see that ustads are coming on time, they're covering their work, they're teaching properly. He was in charge of that. Then it wasn't long, then he told Hazraji that... we told Hazraji, the principal, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that you are coming late every day, about 10 minutes for your classes. And this is not right. There was something else also he told. So Hazraji then became very happy. He said, I appointed the right man in the right place. That you don't spare anyone. So he's a man of that caliber. So one time, not so long ago, he also, at the time of Bukhari Sharif Khatam, and how he spoke about the condition of the muftis of Pakistan, of Karachi and the ulama. So it is, shaitan won't spare anyone. No matter where we reach, what level. And the minute a person thinks, I'm above criticism, I'm above fault, nobody can find fault in me, that person is in a very danger. Anyway, this month of Ramadan, now is the time that we make out and we keep on progressing. Don't let anything, there are Nurani hijabat also. That is, veils, curtain of Noor. that also come and block a person. For example, a person is doing good work, Khanka is making all his ibadat, is worried about his islah, is doing his zikr, everything properly. Now he'll see good dreams, for example. And now he'll think, my work is done. Now Jibreel alayhi salam coming to me in my dream, or some other dreams he's seeing now, that will also block him. So in different ways, temptations of gunas will come. That is common with us all the time. This temptation, these thoughts, that thought, and we hate ourselves. What terrible thoughts are coming to me? But sometimes all these good thoughts also will come. So we have to be very careful. So this is a great month that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And from that we can gauge how great it is that Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali told the ulama that you have wasted your 11 months when they were doing so great professional work, so great work. But the real object of life, this is the real object. That to have ta'alluq with Allah, to prepare for our akhirat, to make our deen shine, and that our deen becomes bright and shining. We don't pay attention to our deen. As one beautiful example is given, that we see that today scientists have invented a polish which they call 3-in-1. And now you get even 7-in-1. Not only 3-in-1, before it was common that if you want to clean any place, the floor, the tiles, the car, anything you want to clean, there were three things you had to do. First was a cleaning process, scrubbing, taking out all the dirt, and then polishing, and then shining. So it was a job. It took a lot of time. But now there is just all different types of polishes, etc., 3-in-1. You just apply the one, it cleans also, it polishes also, and it shines also. It all happens on its own. Scientists only made that now, and that for a toilet floor, for the toilet pan, etc., for the car. But Allah gave us 3-in-1 for our heart. And Allah gave it to us by the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That our three tasbihat that we read after Asr and Fajr, 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, we say, Allah, you are pure. Allah is pure. And Allah replies when we say Subhanallah. My Banda, you said I'm pure, I am pure. Even if you don't say it, if no Nabi or no Wali also say it, I am pure. But jaza'un wifaqa, the principle, everything has got a like recompense. You were good to me, I'm good to you. You are bad to me, I'm bad to you. This is a common thing. So you said I'm pure, Allah said I will make you pure. And by the barakat of just saying Subhanallah, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to prescribe for females who become bad to Hazrat 300 times Subhanallah. Hazrat said that is enough for them. And just by saying Subhanallah, because now Allah Himself is purifying you. So when we read our Subhanallah, read it with that in mind. That, and all we have to just do, just think with Subhanallah, and if we can start thinking in Arabic, that, Ya Allah, you are pure. Otherwise, at the beginning in our language, Allah, you are pure. You are pure. Completely free of any weaknesses. To use the word false with Allah is also bi-adabi. There is no question of any. There is no weakness. Allah doesn't feel weak. Allah doesn't feel sleepy. Allah doesn't get old. Allah doesn't have headaches. Nothing. Allah Ta'ala, pure, pure, pure. Then Allah says, you said I'm pure, I will purify you now. Then we say, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. And when we say, you don't have to know all the details and the virtues of all this. All we have to do is just that we concentrate that all praise is due to Allah. Whatever kind of praise, whatever people are praising me, people are praising one another. People praise beautiful sceneries, a beautiful artist, and whoever it is, whatever people praise, all that praise is only due to Allah. And that also, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. When we eat also, make shukr to Allah. And the person who prepared the food, And the person who's serving you, make shukr to them. But make shukr to them in the sense that, Ya Allah, you appointed them. It is only from you. And just that whoever has cooked the food, whoever is offering it, serving it, etc., they also, you have put them. So actual shukr is only to Allah Ta'ala. So all praise is only to Allah Ta'ala. And then, so then Allah says, in return, I will make qualities of praise in you. Now Allah will give us such qualities that people will praise us. And when it comes, then also a person who Allah gives him the qualities of praise, Allah looks after his position of praise. Allah doesn't let it go to his head. And all the time, he immediately says, "All this is only to Allah. It's nothing of mine." Somebody tell you, your du'as, this happened. Immediately you say, only by the fazal of Allah, not me. This bayan of yours, nothing me. It's only from Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is the sole doer of everything. Allah puts that reality into the person. And then, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. There is nobody who can come anywhere near to the great. But when we say it, Allah says, now I will put qualities of greatness in you. People will start respecting you now. People will start honoring you. And who Allah gives praise and position, then nobody can take it and snatch it from that person. And Allah Ta'ala protects that person also. First, Allah protects him. He doesn't go to his head that it is me. The second, the world can go against him. The world can go against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They can make all the talk, funny things about Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. He is positioned by Allah. That is what counts. What is the position of Allah doesn't count also. So a person thinks that I have now said this, for example, of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, na'uzu billah, but by Allah his position is just every split second, he's just going higher and higher all the time. So Allah protects that person. So Allah gives that. So as we also, that we make an effort and we make what we have to do, then Allah tabaraka ta'ala will just let us progress all the time. So this is that month that Allah ta'ala has given us, that everything Allah has put together. This is a month, like for example, a person gets a da'wat somewhere. And not a 5-course, 7-course, 10-course, 15-course meal. What and what things they are. And the things which are very, very special. In the world they are so special. What wonderful da'wat and meals a person. This much more better than the month of Ramadan, Allah has given to the poorest person in the ummah also. And that is all the spiritual food, which is much more superior. Roza itself is a great gift from Allah. And if we really think about it just a little bit, it's beyond me to keep roza. It's only Allah's tawfiq. Otherwise, where am I going to keep roza? I know myself. I can't stay away. My food, I can't stay away. I like my cold juices. I like my this food. I like that. My cigarettes, I can't stay away. From this, I can't stay away. Who gives the tawfiq? It's only from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala gave us the great gift of keeping rozas. And that it is like that, we see small, small children. Some places, small boys. Hafiz Zakaria's boys, Muhammad is here. He's about 4 years now. 5. And he keeps his rozas. And how many others in the world? Small, small children. Old, old people. Doctors say you can't keep roza. The family, they telling the family, make sure the person doesn't. But they keep roza. Our Harun Bhai is here, he's of India. He went to India now. We got a message, very ill, a heart attack and some, all very, very sick. And then the next message we got, he's discharged and he's keeping roza. So they don't wait, they're not a bit. They are keeping their roza. So Allah Ta'ala, so roza is also only from Allah. Allah has granted this. For us, generally all of us here 5 times a month is normal. We accept it, we do it. But ask people, Muslim people who are outside. How can you make five times namaz? For non-Muslims, it's out of the question. That you people, all day only you making namaz. Nothing else. All the time namaz. Like people in Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif, many people feel that you just finish one namaz, it's already time for next namaz. Next namaz. You're doing nothing in between also when you are there. So it's only namazes all the time. But for us, it's just natural. But for others, namaz is a big issue. To pay zakat. Other people who take interest, for them to think of giving zakat, it's like right out of the question. But mashallah, the Muslims, every year now in the month of Ramadan, how lot of zakat will be coming out. And yet that is not the complete amount, what should be. But even that, so Allah Ta'ala is giving this month, is a month that Allah is just bestowing us with. What wonderful spiritual food. Allah is making our da'wah. And then food Allah will make on the day of Qiyamah. In the shade of His arsh, Allah, all those who kept rozas, Allah will make their da'wah. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala is giving us all this. So this is a great month not to be wasted. Then Allah Ta'ala says, rozas, you do feel difficult. Everyone feels difficult that to stay away from your food, your normal pattern also. It's a change in Ramzan, is a complete different change. And how the change also comes, we should do that from the month of Shaban at the latest, we should be in the groove and pattern of Ramadan. So when Ramadan comes, it's easy for us. But most of us don't do that. We wait that we hope the first of Ramadan won't be the first of Ramadan. That the moon is not sighted. Then we got one more day. Then we go into Ramadan. And then when we are not ready, then it's quite a first straight away, Tarawih. And then getting up for Sehri. And then no breakfast that day. No whole day. No, you can't have your cigarette which you want to have. You want to order other habits, nothing you can have. The whole day without food. And then all the namazes, people make more. The precaution in Ramzan to make their namazes. And then again, iftari. You hardly opened your roza and you have to make maghrib again. You just, and making maghrib, you're thinking of your food. Then you're going to have your supper. And this is also one weakness which we hear, that when a person is hungry like that, then he goes mad over his food, wild in eating, which should not be the case. When you overeat, then you feel sleepy. Now Tarawih is the Isha is a problem now. Because when you have eaten so much and now you're tired, you're sleepy, you just want to relax, you're just sitting on your couch and there you fall asleep. And then now you have to go for Isha, you have to go and make Tarawih. So it is a strain. So Allah Ta'ala made it easy. Allah said, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, rozas have been made for us on you. That Allah made it for us. Well, it's only the deen, it's Allah's deen. But Allah didn't say, Kataballahu alaykum as-siyam. Allah has made rozas for us. Allah did that love matter, affair between Allah and His banda. Allah didn't want it to be spoiled in any way. That my banda will feel that I made rozas for us on him. So Allah say, I didn't, it has been made for us. But it is Allah. Allah has made, and the great benefit, our Sharia, like the Jews, Allah has made many things haram on them just because of their disobedience to Allah. Actually, it wasn't haram. There is nothing wrong in having it. But because of their disobedience as a punishment for us, our whole deen is only what is bad for us. That Allah made it haram. Unfortunately, we look at the bad as good and then we are eager. Looking at another woman, it's bad. It's totally bad. Liquor, gambling, all these things are filthy, dirty. All that Allah is, everything what has been made haram for us are the things which are most harmful. And what is most necessary and most beneficial, Allah made it to that level compulsory upon us. The most important is to believe in the oneness of Allah. That is the biggest for us, Iman. Allah made that for us. So what was absolutely necessary for us, Allah made it for us. So this month Allah Ta'ala, that this rozas also which Allah has made for us, it's only goodness for us. So much of goodness for our health, there is goodness. For our deen, there is goodness. For every aspect you can think of, for the welfare of the poor people. It's only when a person really keeps roza, he feels the hunger. And that is also, if we keep roza, we will feel the hunger. If we overeat at sehri time, like as the Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, writes, that we are such that sehri time, we feel whole day I have to keep roza. So we eat double the amount, because I have to keep whole day. And how many of us, as parents, mothers, fathers, we tell the small children, you're keeping roza, see you eat properly. Then don't feel hungry in the day. Eat more. So you ate more. Then iftari time, we have forgotten, we ate double, we covered up for the whole day. Now we say, whole day I didn't eat. And we eat again double now. There also we ate double, now iftari time again, that whole day I didn't eat, I didn't have my food, let me eat double now. So we in Ramzan we are doubling our food. And then in volume also we are doubling the quantity, and then the quality, the richness of the food. Ramzan all eat more rich food. Out of Ramadan, normally everyone, we eat simple street, now and then you have a dawat, you have something special. But every day our normal food is just normal food. But Ramadan, every meal now, you're having it more rich food you are having. So in that way we are not keeping roza. What we are asked to keep roza, inshallah, and that is what we will be discussing, that it's not a matter of keeping hungry, staying hungry. It's not a hunger strike roza. And roza also is not just changing our times of eating. Allah make it that we keep roza. We are thinking we are keeping roza, but we are just, like for example, somebody who is out there in the corporate world, in the sports world, not really associated with deen, he's a Muslim, and he's going to get married. He tells all his friends, buddies, I'm getting married. All of you are invited also. He hasn't got the least idea that nikah, it's a nikah. Even the word nikah is not there. And that it is an ibadat. For him it is a, and the preparation for that is all according to the thinking of a wedding. Hiring a hall, doing all the other things, not at all. So roza also, if it is just that staying hungry, lot of people go on hunger strikes. Lot of people, sometimes your work is such you don't get time to eat. Roza is not staying hungry. Roza is an ibadat. And we have to do it as an ibadat. And it is a great ibadat, very great ibadat. So if we do it like that, then we'll get the benefits of keeping the roza. So Allah says this, that it has been made farz on you. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, just as it was made farz, compulsory, on the people before you. The people before you, the Bani Israel, etc., all, every nation, Allah kept roza for them. And till today, for example, the Hindus also keep roza. But their roza, they can eat fruit, they can drink water. What kind of a roza is that? The roza is roza of a Muslim, that even a thing which is in your mouth, that don't swallow it, take it out. Don't swallow it, something left in your mouth. So that is a roza, and that you're doing it for the pleasure of Allah, as Allah wants you. And the real roza, the value is with sehri. Not just that you're keeping roza, you know, you're not going to eat anything, but with sehri. You get up for sehri. You can have it at night after Isha, but that is not the real right time. The real right time is the last sixth of the night, just before Fajr time comes in at that time. So to be up at that time. And that is also another great gift. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam invited one sahabi for sehri, and he said, come in here, if we eat food of barakat. It isn't an ordinary meal. So even when we are having our sehri, just think, it isn't just like an early breakfast. No, it is sehri, and it is suhoor. And that is a great virtue on its own also. And so the other nations also were keeping roza, but our roza is a special roza which Allah has given us. And then the purpose and object and how you should keep your roza to receive the end, and that is taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And that is what we must see at the end of Ramadan, like a student who studied the whole year. He studied 6 years, alim course. Final now, he wants to see that I passed. Our path is that we acquire taqwa. So did I spend my time such a way that I acquired taqwa? So end of Ramadan, we should all of us check ourselves. How much more have I become muttaqi? How much more am I observing the commandments of Allah? How much more am I staying away from the haram? Before Ramadan, I was smoking 10 cigarettes a day. After Ramadan, I'm still smoking 10 cigarettes. So we haven't moved anywhere. Before Ramadan, I was all interested in fashion, in sports. After Ramadan, I'm just waiting to get back to it. So we haven't moved one bit. Ramadan didn't come to us. Like we all speak, especially Jamaats go some places in the world where they come back, they give kargozari. Those people hardly knew it was Ramadan. And we, if we were in Ramadan, we kept rozas, but we didn't know it was Ramadan. We didn't observe Ramadan. We kept rozas, but we didn't keep rozas. So we don't get taqwa. If at the end of the month, no change came in us, that we're not giving up any of our gunas. Our namazes, we are not becoming more particular. So we didn't acquire taqwa, that means we failed the test. A person who at the end, if he doesn't pass, he's there. So we have to see that, and you can't wait till the end to see if you have passed. What you have to be doing now, you must be doing. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali gives us beautiful example. Now in the days of past, a father tells his son, if you pass your exam, I'll buy you a bicycle. Now he says, I'll buy you a BM. So now the child, if he is not interested in studying, and today is not the time of going to the showrooms and look at the BMs, you look at it on your phone all the time. This kind of BM, this model, what this BM can do, what all the quality, what all the features are of it, all the time he's busy with that. What exam is he going to write? He didn't prepare. He's going to fail. And today our way have become. Now he goes to his father, where's my BM? Father will give him one kick that I told you if you pass. And today is such a time that he won't leave his father. He'll go and report him to the police. And how it happened in our country. The father had promised his son a BM. And when he failed, no BM, he went and reported the father to the receiver of revenue. He knew all his father's financial position and who is clear with the receiver. Everyone is hiding something. So he went and reported his father. The next is, they found that boy was killed, murdered by somebody. To this extent we go when we are not in the right line. Who would have killed that boy? This is the condition today. And in our country, not somewhere else, some remote place or all. So we have to do what we have to do. So Allah Ta'ala wants us to spend the time correctly. And this is the thing is, it's not a matter of only sawab. It is ibadat. It is sawab. But the object which Allah has defined and told us, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you acquire taqwa. Whatever your level of taqwa was at the beginning of Ramadan, each one of us look at it, what was my level, and end of Ramadan, whether I acquired a higher level. Why am I still just there? Why have I gone back again? Some of us, with our ibadat, we take 2 steps front. And then with our old habit, we can take 10 steps back again. So we haven't moved anywhere. So we also, though Ramadan was here, we were not in Ramadan. We kept rozas, but we did not keep rozas. We also, like we speak about those people who didn't know it was Ramadan. Our condition is the same. We don't know what is Ramadan. So Ramadan is not the iftari parties. Ramadan is not all waiting for Eid and wearing new clothes on Eid. Ramadan is not to get together and just talk about Ramadan. No, Ramadan is the real thing to acquire taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And then again Allah made it easy. Allah says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا. Just for a few days. And such days that you can count them on your fingers. There is one kitab, long time, very small little risala about counting on the fingers, where you can count up to thousands on your fingers, hundreds of thousands, how you can count on your fingers, Allah has made it. So, this 30 days is so easy to count.
Just 30 days roza. And in most cases, Allah makes it 29. And just like little children, madrasa coming out maktab, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, ustad say, okay, 5 to 5, you can go today. Oh, they see the noise they make. They're so happy. We got 5 minutes earlier off today. They're making a big noise. They are so happy. Allah makes us happy. They're 1 day off, roza. Instead of 30, 29 days this year. Allah makes us happy. So the time goes so fast. But the real thing is the value of Ramadan, that the taqwa comes into us. That is why Allah Ta'ala has given us this month. So that so our roza, learn how to keep roza. The month of Ramadan, it is ibadat, but more than ibadat, it is to acquire taqwa. It is a month to think of the poor. It is a month of patience, making sabr, all the great qualities. But the main thing which Allah has defined, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And Allah's la'al, la'al, Arabic language, possibly, hopefully. But Allah's la'al is definite. There is no possibility only. It's definite. So just you do what you have to do. Don't go and see now all the virtues of Ramzan only. Let them spur you on. But you do find out what I have to be doing. And do what I have to be doing. And do our Ramadan. And you don't have to work for taqwa. Taqwa will come. You do what you have to do. You don't have to tell the madrasa authorities or whichever institute, I want my certificate like this. Are you getting the certificates ready? Are you writing the names on this? You don't have to worry. That is their worry. You have to worry of passing the test. And you don't have to worry. You bought all the turbans to make our graduation day. And you are arranging the judge. That's their worry. They will do all that. You do what you have to do. So we, with Allah will do 100%. He'll never go back on His word. And what promises Allah has made, 100%. But we must do what we have to do. And that is, we keep our rozas properly. Every day is roza. And what we have to do, we do our ibadat also. And or do it properly, and Allah will present us. And not only offer, but Allah, graduation day. The last night of Ramadan, a special night. Towards the end, the Laylatul Qadr comes. Towards the end, the night of prize giving comes. Towards the end, the night of Eid is the day of prize giving. The day of Eid, when the malaika are standing everywhere waiting for the people. So all that, but as the days are going, let's do what we have to do. A student who's attending classes all the time, studying properly, all his assignments, his work, homework, everything he does properly. And for the imtihan he gets ready. That person, he doesn't have to worry about, everything will be done for him. Yeah, the madrasa, at any institution, they will see to all what they have to do. House people, they will come and give him honor on the day of his graduation. What he has to do is to work to pass and to get the best mark, to come first in class, and that he is an outstanding student. And if we don't do that properly, we will be an outstanding student, but that student who didn't come to classes, for example, who doesn't know his work, the ustad tells him, go and stand outside. That's also an outstanding student. He's standing outside. And the other outstanding student is a real outstanding student. So let us not be that, that we didn't pass our Ramadan properly. We didn't keep our rozas properly. We didn't stay away from what we had to stay away. And then on the day of Eid, we will be also, let us not be that outstanding student who's standing outside. But we be the real outstanding student. So this Allah is offering. And how lot will it come in our lives? Especially for all of us. And as Hazrat Shaykh referred, particularly for the ulama for this month. A person becomes an alim usually between the age of 20, 25, round about there. Average life of the ummah is between 60 and 70, say 65. 25 from 65, we are left with 40 years. 40 years or 40 Ramadan, and that also those who are blessed with it. And health also is there. If we spend 40 Ramadan, where we have to reach 40 Ramadans are not enough. where Allah wants to take us. We got very little time and our task is very great. And we have to get into it now. There is no time to waste whatsoever. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ It is in these matters that people vie with one another, race with one another. There is no slacking. If we take it easy, like the famous story of the rabbit and the tortoise, rabbit thought, I will make it. I got no worry how fast I run. He went and sleep away. Tortoise said, I can't, I'm very slow. Tortoise walks very slow. He just kept on. Rabbit was still sleeping. Tortoise reached the destination and won the race. Where can a tortoise win a rabbit? But there, so don't let us think that last 10 days, then I'll cover up. Now it's, I can take it easy. Towards the end, I will cover up everything. How many of us in our Quran Sharif reading, we fall back, we don't make one khatam also. And I will cover up. Weekends will come, I'll read more. Last 10 days, I'll sit for itikaf, I'll read more. And how many people, once one good alim, and a very good ustad of Quran Sharif, he gets the students going very well, reading correct Quran Sharif. On about 23rd night, I met him here. I asked him, Maulana, how's things, etc. How long you have read Quran? He says, only 2 suparas. By the 23rd, now where he's going to read 28 suparas in another 7 days, when in 24 days he didn't read, he only read 2 suparas. So don't let us be deceived with anything. Our Quran Sharif tilawat also, all our dhikrullah of every day that we think still. Procrastination is the worst thief of time. That I'll do it. And finally we see, time is gone. Eid has gone also. And still we didn't achieve anything. So let us appreciate, make this month what it is supposed to be. The value of this great month and what we have to achieve. Let us spend our time correctly. And Ramadan, who of us know whether we'll finish this Ramadan? Forget next year's Ramadan. So what we have at hand, a bird in hand, is better than two in the bush. What we have got here, let us appreciate it. Half a loaf, what we have got is better than half a loaf that we haven't got. Let us appreciate. So make the Ramadan, make Qadr of it, a great gift of Allah Ta'ala. And let us make our rozas, which are called rozas. Let us make Ramadan, which is called Ramadan. Not just the word Ramadan, but the real reality. And then, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ And Allah says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا It's just a few days. Don't feel it difficult and hard. And we all know, beginning of Ramadan, whole rozas we have to keep. Just very soon we say, already 10 days gone. What week gone already? It will pass. It's going to pass. No doubt. Tarawih will pass. Tarawih, 20 rakats. How I'm going to manage? But everyone manages. And it goes past. It's the matter of not passing. It's going to pass. What have I made out of it? What have I taken advantage? What value I've made out of it? So it's a great, great opportunity. And make shukr to Allah. Allah has given us good health. Allah has given us a good environment. 2 years ago, with COVID, all the restrictions, and our people putting fear. On the radio station, they are announcing the telephone numbers of the police. You see anyone go to masjid, report it to this number. How difficult. But now Allah, no fear whatsoever. We are all sitting comfortably. Now appreciate it. Allah has made it. Allah has given us this golden opportunity. And really, this is what is gold. We call it golden opportunity of Ramadan Allah has given us. The valuable opportunity. So let us appreciate it. Our health is good. For us, yeah. Other places, they are very worried of the heat. Very, very hot in some places. It's not that hot also. It's not long rozas also. Everything is conducive. Let us not lose out in any way. Let us take the full advantage. And this one roza, today the 3rd of Ramadan of this year, of 44 will never come back in our lives. We made Asr, today's Asr will never come back in our lives. Maghrib we're going to make now, it will never come back. Don't waste it, don't destroy it. This one Maghrib of today we will get. Make the best of it. Present it in the best way. All our today's Taraweeh, tonight's Taraweeh will never come back in our life. Make the best of it. And whatever we're going to do, we will see the fruit of it forever and ever. And if we destroy it, it's destroyed. May Allah give us all tawfiq to appreciate this great, valuable moment which Allah has given as a gift to us. Allah created us as human beings. He created us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We didn't have to work out that I must keep rozas 1 month in the year. Allah knew what was the most perfect, ideal thing. Allah gave it to us in the place. Make shukr to Allah for our whole shariat. That Allah gave us the whole thing. How many things we say we'll sit and work out a plan how we'll spend our time. We will see all things. Allah didn't leave that to us. Allah planned it for us. And Allah's planning is the most perfect of planning. We didn't even have to plan that, to apply to it, to have the strength that now this occasion is coming, I must have lot of, I mustn't have back pain, I must take this medicine. Everything Allah has arranged for us. We just have to do what we have to do. It's ready on the plate. Allah give us all tawfiq to appreciate this great man and make the maximum out of it. And we do a little bit and Allah gives us much more. In that also Allah is so kind that you just make your direction correct and I'll be there for you. A person who goes, walks towards Allah, Allah comes running to that person. A person who goes and hands pen, Allah comes and arms them. How much little we do, Allah does much more. Everything is just in our favor. May Allah give us all tawfiq to appreciate this and take the maximum benefit. And a person can become a great wali of Allah in this month. And if we get it in the correct sense, no pride will come to a person. And in the whole year he will keep on progressing. And such a person's mort will be so great. Let us not lose out. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.